So what was it about
last year
doing an event for Airbnb executives that you really enjoyed the most?
I think that was just kind of the first big real gig we had, like big real corporate gig, right? Mm-hmm. And then selling, it was 14, I think it was like 14 people, and they got us like this mansion, right? And then all the four founders were there. And it was just our first event. I think we asked, I think Patrick was there too, playing lead with both of us. Lisa was there. She learned a song, like their theme song or whatever it was.
Yeah, we learned the Airbnb theme song, and that, they went nuts, right?
When that was probably that the out. First one, and that's one where like we're like, dude, imagine, you know, from Airbnb, where else can we go from there? And then, you know, then the other gigs started coming up, the IT ones. I think InnoWake, probably 2015 was the one you let me do, me and Patrick, when we did it on our own.
Yeah,
that was a fun one too. Other than Aaron Bayless, you know.
Yeah.
Other than that.
We had a little drama on that one, didn't we?
Well, I mean, we had one with just her and Shy and the coordinator, right?
Yeah.
But we were able to put it on. I think since then, you know, there's a guy in Austin that's come to every show since then.
Really?
Yeah, every public show that we've had since then. he brings a different date.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
funny.
Yeah. I forget his name. He's super cool, though. But yeah, and then last year, this one took a cake, dude, Columbine, because, I mean, just feeling the love that all the students had, man.
Yeah, what's it like doing the Blind Cafe for Columbine High School? Well, is it any different than doing it for other people, corporate or public?
I mean, it's a special event, so like, you know, just like all the other gigs we do, like corporate-wise, you know, the ones where we don't sell tickets, where somebody wants us to be here, so... So it's special, you know, they already want us here, and so the built-in love usually is there, either from the coordinator of the program, you know, who invited us, or, you know, you really just felt it a lot more with the students, man. There was, like, a teacher at every table, and everybody was, like, laughing, and there was a kid, I think, who was very shy, who actually spoke up in the dark a little bit more, and kind of just surprised everyone, sharing his opinions, and, you know, and then there was, like, a whole... part where they talk to each other, not even about blindness. It was just, you know, what are they going to do next year? You know, and it was just, that was what was powerful.
Yeah, because they were all seniors, right?
Yeah, they were all seniors. Yeah. It was just...
I was recording that, by the way.
Yeah, I figured.
Very natural.
I figured that's something.
Good. We're starting our podcast now.
Yeah, we're starting something.
All right, this is the beginning of our podcast right here. Very first take. And one last question before we wrap this one up. How does the music fit in with the Blind Cafe? Is the Blind Cafe about blindness? Is it about music, or is it about something else?
I think it's about community building, man. You know, it's we're trying to get people out of their comfort zones, hanging around with each other, and you know, without those distractions that we all face, dude. So it's like, you know, when you take away the light, you know, you really have to experience everything else. And so that helps the music be more enhanced. It helps the food, you know, feel and taste a little better to you. It has the conversations you have probably have more meaning, you know, because what you're hearing and what you're talking, what you're saying is usually probably something true or something that you really are, you know, sharing, you know, and you want it to be shared either for your own, you know, for your own benefit to get help, or for your own benefit to share something insightful. Or,
so you're more intentional with whatever you do in the day.
Yeah, you're more intentional with all conversation, food, music, you know, people. So
awesome.
Yeah, man.